So first, alphabetically, we've got Agony Sauce. I think the first thing we're going to have to talk about is all of the challenges and how they're aiming to hit all of the challenges this time around, as they always have.
Yeah.
My God, so at first I didn't hear any chiptunes and I thought they may have dropped the ball. And that's because the chiptune usage is pretty subtly, like you hear it in the verses, and I had to really listen for it. I didn't realize it was bloopy at first. It took me a sec to find it, but oh yeah, there it is. That is kind of a chiptunesy sound. But it's really mixed in kind of low and nicely into the mix, and I wouldn't have known it was there had I not really listened for it. There's some great dynamics where it strips down to just vocals at the end, which I think is really cool.
Yeah.
Did you make out what the choral sample was?
I didn't recognize it, no, but I thought it was used beautifully.
Yeah, it sounds really good. I can't make out the lyrics, but I'm not sure that's important. I think it's used more for texture, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
What did you think about the fake-out ending?
I was fine with it. I really, really enjoyed this whole song. So, you know, the fake-out ending didn't bug me. Did it bother you, or were you okay with it?
I was a little bit confused by it. Like, there was a fake-out ending in No Memory as well. And I thought, oh, maybe they had just forgotten that they had already ended the song, and that was part of the joke or something. They're doing it again, and I don't know, I think the song's better off without it. I think it lessens the impact of the ending, which I thought ended really nicely with just Glenn singing a cappella. It was a really great ending, and then to awkwardly repeat it just sort of tarnished the ending a little bit, I felt.
I was fine with it.
It's just a weird thing. I wonder if they're going to do fake endings like that every time, or just two songs in a row, and I guess I just don't understand it.
Well,
quirky.
Yeah, I liked it.
I thought the storytelling in this song was really good. The story works well from the end to the beginning. It's got good drama, like with that John character hanging himself after shutting down the factory at the behest of the Fat Cats. Good tie-in with the title. The song's about a town, you know, this town where streets have no name.
Yeah.
I was pretty happy with the storytelling. All in all, I was pretty happy with the song in general.
Yeah, I think all of the cumulative challenges have really worked magic on this song. I think he pulled them all together in a way that elevated it and improved the song quite a bit. Yeah, this is great. And it kind of rolls along wonderfully, like the lyrics and the vocal delivery kind of reminded me of That's Just the Way It Is by Bruce Hornsby. And I'm not fond of that Bruce Hornsby number, but it doesn't matter. I'm just talking about it in the way that it just kind of goes on and sort of rambles on. And that's kind of what the style reminded me of. Not so much his vocals themselves, but just the cadence, I guess.
Yeah, I thought the phrasing was interesting. Like at places I worried if there was going to be a stumble in the phrasing, but there never was. But the way that all of the words had to get jammed in there and all the places, it always worked out, but I was always worried it wouldn't.
Yeah, and I liked the chiptune. I actually, I'll be honest, I, you know, listened to the song once and then realized, oh, wait, I don't remember when the chiptune came in. And then I went back to the beginning, and it's closer to the beginning anyway. And then
you can really hear it there, yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, I thought that was a great job. And again, I love that vocal sample. That is incorporated so well, and it is such an amazing kind of a swell to it. So, loved that. I can't say enough nice things about this song. Also, I've been humming his round 4 chiptune entry all week, too.
Yeah, so, me too. Really got lodged.
And then, I guess last thing for me to mention is that he submitted MP3 art with this one, too. So if you download this song, which everybody should do, then you can see his factory art. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.